Surai News, I'm Ding Lulu. At least four people have died and two others are still missing in a flash flood in northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The rain-triggered flood swept away four vehicles in the county, taking the lives of a 12-year-old girl and a 19-year-old man who were both in a van. Four other people in the van survived. A car carrying an unknown number of passengers was also swept away. The bodies of the four victims have been found, but at least two people are still missing. Arson has been confirmed as the cause of a fire in a nursing home in northeast China's Heilongjiang province. 11 senior citizens have been confirmed dead following the fire. The fire broke out overnight in the inpatient building of the Lianghe Senior Nursing Home in the city of Heilun, which is about 200 kilometers north of the provincial capital Harbin. There were 32 elderly people in the inpatient building when the fire broke out. A total of 283 elderly people were living in the nursing home. A top Egyptian court has ordered the detention of ousted President Mohamed Morsi for 15 days for investigations over such charges as spying and jailbreak. Charges against Morsi include spying for the Palestinian Islamic Hamas movement and escaping from Wadi el-Natron prison. Morsi was ousted by the military on July the 3rd after he failed to respond positively to the demands of millions of protesters who were unsatisfied with his rule since he was elected a year ago. Mass rallies organized by both pro- and anti-Morsi demonstrators are now underway in major Egyptian cities. Pakistan's major opposition party has announced a boycott of the presidential elections as a protest against change in the election date. The Election Commission of Pakistan had previously set August the 6th for the presidential elections, but the Supreme Court ordered the elections to be held on July the 30th on a request by the ruling Pakistan Muslim League. The opposition Pakistan People's Party objected the court verdict and said that the party was not heard in the case and that the court delivered one-sided decision. Analysts say the opposition boycott could lead to political tensions between the ruling party and the opposition. The World Bank says that global food prices dropped 2% between February and June. The bank quoted improved weather conditions and weaker demand as the reasons behind the third consecutive quarterly decline of food prices. The World Bank's food price index showed that international wheat prices fell 2%, sugar 6%, soybean oil 11% and corn 1%. A senior Chinese military official says China will continue to pursue a dream of peace and stay firmly on the path of peaceful development. Major General Zhang Jianguo, head of the Chinese delegation to the UN Military Staff Committee, made the remarks at a reception to celebrate the 86th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. Zhang said China will actively fulfill its due international obligations and firmly promote peaceful and common development. China has so far dispatched 22,000 peacekeepers, making it the biggest peacekeeper contributing country among the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. 36 survivors of a fatal plane crash in San Francisco have returned to their hometown in North China's Shanxi province. The returnees include five teachers and 30 students from two schools in Taiyuan. They completed a scheduled study tour in the United States. They were on board the Asiana Airlines Flight 214, which crashed when landing at San Francisco International Airport on July the 6th. Three female Chinese students died in the incident, with one of them reportedly being run over by an ambulance that was coming to the passenger's aid. A local legislator in South China's Guangdong province has been detained for allegedly molesting two teenage girls. Huang Baoling, a deputy to the People's Congress of Jiangmen City, lured two girls aged 15 and 13 to hotels in the cities of Taishan and Zhuhai on four occasions. Local police said Huang molested the girls and attempted to rape them at the hotels. And that's the latest from Surai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.